Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Carlos Figueroa, F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A, Sr. Carlos Figueroa, Sr. was accompanied to the evaluation by Carlos Figueroa, Jr. to help serve as a translator. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion. He is a 47-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on 11-18-21. Appeared he was at the waiting line at Acura when a truck hit the trailer that he was hauling. Period. He did go to Health Med Urgent Care afterwards. Period. He did undergo x-rays and was told he had a back contusion. Period. Treatment included only physical therapy, but no injections or surgery. Period. He has completed his course of active care. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Figueroa alleged he was driving a work truck at the ACUA recycling plant in Egg Harbor Township when one of the municipality dump trucks went in reverse and struck petitioner. Period. He claimed permanent back injuries as a result. Period. Treatment records show he was seen by Dr. Lynn, L-I-N, at Health Med on 11-19-21. Period. He reported the previous day he was driving his car and getting ready to leave when a co-worker crashed into his car and caused injury to his back. But he was wearing a seatbelt and did not lose consciousness or strike his head. But his pain level was 6/10. But he was asymptomatic until he woke up this morning and felt back pain. Period. He stood 5 feet 11 inches and weighed 276 pounds. Period. He had tenderness palpation in the mid-thoracic region. Period. Thoracic and lumbar spine x-rays were done and showed no evidence of acute fracture or deformity. Period. In the thoracic spine, there were mild to moderate multi-level disc space narrowing with end plate degenerative changes. Period. In the lumbar spine, there's chronic mild anterior wedging of L1, comma multi-level facet hypertrophy, comma and mild disc space narrowing with end plate degenerative change. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lynn and was continued on conservative care. Appeared his colleague, Dr. Stern, then referred him for a course of physical therapy. Period. He followed up at Health Med through 2/22/22. Period. He then reported since 2/16/22, he was out of work through his primary care doctor who diagnosed a lumbar strain and prescribed medications, and kept him out of work through 3/2/22. Period. He complained of lower back pain without radiation. Period. Dr. Stern advised him to follow up with his primary care doctor. Period. An exam of the lumbar spine found range of motion restricted in all planes. Paired straight leg raising elicits pain to the lower back at 60 degrees on the left and the right. Paired no radicular symptoms were documented to have developed from this maneuver. Period. Physical exam. Now, back up a minute. Before that visit of 2/22/22, please insert this. On 12/24/21, he was referred for orthopedic consultation and discharged from care. Period. He had responded to physical therapy except for the persistent pain to the right lower back. Period. And now we'll go with physical exam. General appearance, he had a pendulous abdomen consistent with his extremely obese body habitus. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was swelling of the lateral aspect of the left ankle, of which he was already aware and attributed to trauma to the left leg. Appeared there were no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees, consistent with his abdominal girth. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period supine straight leg raiser maneuver on the right at 70 degrees and left at 80 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. New paragraph. There was a 4.5-inch healed scar overlying the left knee that he attributed to playing basketball when he was a kid and struck a metal door. Period. Impressions. Carlos Figueroa alleges to have injured his lower back at work in a motor vehicle collision. Period. There's some discrepancy as to whether he was driving his own car or operating a work vehicle loaded with trash. Period. In either case, the vehicle that he was operating was struck by a truck that was in reverse. Period. This obviously would not have been a substantive biomechanical transfer of force. Period. He did not feel symptoms until the next day when he presented to Health Med. Period. Thoracic and lumbar spine x-ray showed some degenerative changes. Period. He was diagnosed with sprains and initiated on conservative care. Period. He followed up through 12/24/21 when he was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. However, at his next visit on 2/22/22, they learned he saw his primary care physician who took him out of work from 2/16/22 through 3/2/22. Period. He was advised to continue with current medication and follow up with his primary care physician. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Found there to be virtually full range of motion about the lumbar spine, limited only by his large abdominal girth. Period. Neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited any radicular complaints, and neural tension signs were negative. Period. He had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. In the incident of 11/18/21, Mr. Figueroa sustained a lumbar strain that has long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. His underlying degenerative changes were not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by this incident. Period. End.